Damas y caballeros, welcome to Brunch Boxing, wherever you are joining us, whenever you are joining us, because we do have recorded session. Like, this will be on Spotify. People will also get this like a week from now. But whenever you're joining us, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and good night. This is Brunch Boxing. I am your host, Ezra. Joining us is the greatest host in boxing media, Matt. Matt, how are you doing this morning? Great. Perfect. I love it. A strong start. That's what I'm saying. Is people say, oh, you guys never get off to a strong start. And they're liars. They're liars. We always get off to a strong start. I hate when people say we don't get off to a strong start.
No.
We do get
off to a strong start. Relax. Okay? Relax. But it's just, here's the thing. You always throw me off with that stupid intro. That's not the intro. That's not what we do. Okay? Give us the proper intro. Listen, we've done so many episodes of this shit. You should have the intro memorized. So if you need to go back and listen to an old edition of Brunch Boxing just to memorize the proper intro, then go ahead and do that. Give the people a proper intro. We are worldwide. This is an internationally syndicated program. And you can't ever give the people in all corners of the world a proper intro.
Like,
first of all, I don't even know why you start my show. My American-made show speaking in Spanish, okay? This is an American show. I understand you got shit going on in L.A. right now. I understand, okay? But don't you dare change this into a Spanish-speaking show. Thank you.
You said go back and listen to an old intro. I'm going to tell you like I tell my wife. I don't believe in looking back. Let's go forward. Let's not talk about previous things. Let's move forward. Okay? That's what I'm about. Okay? And speaking of things, people looking forward, people talking about current situations, Oscar De La Hoya had the best clapback Thursday we've ever seen. It was the best. It was. He had a cane. He looked more experienced. He looked like he had lived some more life. He was ready to talk about some things. He was called out the media.
And before you get to the clap back Thursday, Stephanie Haynes from Hey Not the Face podcast, right? She asked me, yo, has Oscar always had a cane? And I said, walk in or coke? And she didn't get the joke. She didn't get the joke at all. It was supposed to be a cocaine joke, but she didn't get it.
All right. We'll see if our audience got that. Oscar De La Hoya says that the media is bought and paid for and won't write about certain news. Who is he talking about, Matt? Who is he talking about?
he's talking about Ring Magazine.
Yeah.
You know, like, we know who he's talking about. He's talking about Ring Magazine, man. He ain't talking about us. We broke. He ain't talking about us.
We are the opposite of buying paid for.
Yeah, he's talking about Ring Magazine, man. And a lot of these YouTube channels, he's talking about the Dan Rayfields of the world. You know, a lot of these entities, like Uncrowned, you know, Ariel Helwani, they've all taken money from Turki Alçak, and they put out what he wants them to put out. That's basically what it is. I mean, they can deny it, but we all know it is what it is. And we've seen what happens when journalists don't put out stuff that's lockstep within what Turki Alçak wants to put out. They get fired. You know, they end up back in the boxing scene, like Jake Donovan. You know, so I mean, what the fuck else is he talking about?
Is he to blame a little bit?
Well, no, he's not to blame. Oscar De La Hoya does not control what the media prints.
No, I know that, but he was saying when he sold it to Turki, he sold Ring Magazine to Turki. He said this is the right guy to buy it. I've been waiting for the right guy. I could have sold it a lot of times, but this was the man to sell it to. So I mean, come on, is he not to blame a little bit? He made the choice.
No. He's not to blame.
Really,
Oscar De La Hoya is not at all. Not one.
Man, I don't know what. Hold on.
So, you blamed Mark Cuban for the Mavericks trading Luka Doncic to the Lakers?
A little bit, yeah. He made the move. He made a move when he put it into people's hands, and he's the one that made the decision go to their hands. Maybe not a lot, but definitely a little bit.
No. Oscar De La Hoya doesn't own Ring Magazine. And Oscar De La Hoya doesn't own these reporters. These reporters can report on whatever they want. They just have to have the courage to do it. And it's not Oscar De La Hoya's fault that these guys don't have any courage. It's not his fault.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Look at one thing is like about the media is, and I want to ask you, I think you would know more than I do. Was the media ever good in boxing? When was the media good in boxing? When was we had a strong media in boxing and people covered stories?
I think the media, like anything else in life, you have some good, some bad, some mediocre. You know, in any type of job.
Yeah, I remember you going through basically Ream Magazine and kind of realizing that it's always had kind of been shaky, right? Ream Magazine had always not been really the most credible source for things. Yeah, so the history of boxing has kind of been that way, right?
Well, because here's the thing that people seem not to understand. Just because something's been around a long time doesn't mean that it's been good. Like, I be telling people, just because you're a veteran don't make you a legend.
Yeah.
It just means you stuck around a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you ain't no fucking legend. You're just a veteran.
Honestly, I don't think Ring Magazine was that great when even De La Hoya ran. Was owner of it, right? I don't know if he ran it, but when he's owner of it, I don't think it was that great then. So, it's like, I don't know. I just think that I think it's a little bit, you know, it's he has a problem with it now because it's not 100% benefits him, right? So now he has a problem with it. He's calling it out. But I think that you could have called it out even before this purchase, right? Like, you could call out media.
What do you mean? What do you mean he got a problem with it because it doesn't benefit him?
Well, somewhat it seems to me like De La Hoya is maybe on the outs with Turkey in some way. Right, or does it not? What he was not getting the guarantees that he was before, and maybe not getting going to get the fight, the cards he wants was getting before. Maybe his fighters aren't going to be on the spots that they were before. Right, so now he has an issue with how the media is covering these stories that are connected with Turkey and Ring Magazine. I don't think if he has his fights, then I don't think he has an issue with it.
No, but it's easy to
yeah, it is.
That. But since when has Oscar De La Hoya ever held his tongue for anybody? Oscar De La Hoya was sidelined by Turkey Al-Sheikh because he spoke out against something that they were doing. So let's not pretend like Oscar De La Hoya doesn't have a history of speaking out, even if it flies in the face of what Turkey Al-Sheikh wants.
That's true. I mean, that is true. But I just think that I'm noticing that there's more criticism coming now.
What it is that you're Oscar De La Hoya. You're Oscar De La Hoya hater. So you don't want to give credit where credit is due.
And he called it out, but like I said, I think that if he was more in the beneficial part of it, I don't think he calls it out.
But he's already been calling it out, even when he was.
Well, give me some
and a situation. Had nothing
give
to
me
do
some
with
situations.
It.
Give me a situation. Give me some scenarios. Give me the scenario you're talking about.
Bro, hold on. Why do you think he wasn't the lead promoter for the Ryan Garcia card, even though Ryan Garcia was the main event? Why do you think Eddie Hearn was the lead promoter? They sidelined him because they weren't happy with him.
I don't know.
I mean, you're saying you don't know. I'm telling you what I do know. I don't care if you. Oh, I don't know.
Well,
they fucking sidelined him.
They never let him be the lead promoter unless it was the one night that they had for him. I mean, that's honestly the truth, right? So the Latino night was always having the lead promoter.
What are you talking about?
That was the only time he was lead promoter. It was like when it's his card.
Right. Hold on. Eddie Hearn, who did not have a fight on
No, I know,
card,
but
was the lead promoter for his event. So
what that's what I'm saying is here? Because they've always kind of favored Eddie Hearn. They've always had kind of a relationship with Eddie Hearn. That was kind of their thing. It was always Frank Gore and Eddie Hearn that was like really the main guys working with Turkey on the thing. So even when De La Hoya was in there, it was only when he had the main card when he was used as the main. When he had the whole card is when they used him as main promoter. That's what I'm saying. So I'm just saying, I just think that the relationships that they had with multiple of these promotions in Turkey are they kind of see it as coming to an end. So now people are going to be a little bit more opinionated on what the situations are than they were before. That's what I see it.
I don't think Oscar sees anything coming to an end because he still has Virgil Ortiz.
That's true.
So nothing's coming to an end. They need Virgil Ortiz. So nothing's coming to an end. I think Oscar De La Hoya, as he always does, like he said in the video, you will never muzzle him, and he will speak out. It is what it is. And I know some people are mad, some people don't like it, but hey, you can't. It's not hating if it's true.
Is that the rule?
Yeah, it's not hating if it's true. You know, he's just talking.
How come when I say something true about you, you say it's hating every time?
Because you don't know, you can't separate facts. That's right.
Continue on this rant. Oscar De La Hoya says Eddie Reynoso should be investigated. Now that we already went over this, there's multiple guys in his camp that tested positive. Do you think that there should be an investigation done on Eddie Reynoso's camp?
What are they investigating?
I don't know. The practices, I guess? Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah,
what are they investigating?
Where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
It doesn't matter. Whether or not we think Eddie Reynoso's camp is cheating, it doesn't matter. What are they investigating? First of all, who's investigating?
Should there be... Well, I mean, like I said, boxing's so not connected, so it's kind of hard to say, but should there be more random tests on the camp, like people that train in there? Like, should there be something done where it's like, hey, this is too much at this point?
I mean, can. I don't think it'll make a difference.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll make a difference at all.
And do you think that this has gotten the necessary coverage as far as the,
Well, I think the media is maybe salt-shoeing it a little bit. They're not covering how they're supposed to. But I think that's because people like Tyby Munguia, you know, and I think they're salt-shoeing the coverage because this was a Turkey out of Sheik Riyad season event. If this wasn't a Riyad season event, it would be getting more coverage.
Yeah, I think so too. I think if this was any other promotion, they would have been a bigger deal. But that's exactly what De La Hoya is saying, right? So I think that there's. I know people say, oh, well, you know, he's just a trainer, which I have seen. I've seen Freddie Roach train fighters. He's not doing their strength and conditioning. Like, he's just not. He's like, whatever, you go train with him, and then you leave, you do whatever you want. But, I mean, so many cases is kind of crazy. I don't know. There's something.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, then have somebody investigate. Have somebody send someone down there. Stay with them. For a while, I don't understand what y'all, like, what do y'all want me to do? I don't get it.
I don't know. There has to be something. There has to be a move made. There has to be something. All right. Oscar also says that Canelo Crawford will be during the day and not in prime time. Do you think there's truth to this? And how bad of a move is that, if that is the case?
So, I have no way of knowing if there's truth to it. I have no clue. But, if it is true, it's awful. But I've already given up on Canelo versus Crawford. As soon as Turkey Al Sheik said, hey, listen, if you want to be on the card, call me. I want hardworking, no-name fighters. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this guy. Like, I'm just going to... Just let me know when it's on. Let me know when Crawford and Canelo's in the ring. That's it. I don't want to hear nothing else about anything surrounding this event. Just let me know when they're in the ring, standing across from each other, and then I'll tune in. I don't care nothing else about anything else.
I will say this. I find it hard to believe that Netflix, who's going to pay a pretty penny for this fight, is not going to put this in prime time. I find it really hard to believe. Now, if they did do that, and somehow they worked out, it's once again a Turkey event with a very, very strange, strange decision. Another time where a Turkey event can never just be normal. It can never just be, this is what it is. It's your standard stuff, the things we know work forever. It has always some weird thing to it. It'll be another situation like that.
It can't just be, hey, Canelo versus Crawford. We got Devin Haney versus Lopez in the co-feature. We got fucking Steven Nelson because he's Crawford's guy. We got Marco Verde. That's the undercard. It's beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Netflix from the T-Mobile Arena. We can't just do that.
It can never be that simple. It has to be something. It always has to be something. It's too much. It's always something with this guy. It's too much. But yeah, that's a ridiculous. Like, this is such a ridiculous.
Yeah, it has to be. Oh, Dave LaChapelle is going to make the poster.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. I said, the one time you do not need to overspend on promotion, the one time you don't need to do that, just throw it out there. Just put these two guys together. That's it. That's the fight. You don't need to do too much.
Dave LaChapelle I looked him up. He was not the comedian. That was not the comedian. He's some white guy. He's some white guy. I didn't know this motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ, Turkey. Call me Turkey. Call me.
Honestly, like, is there not... Well, okay, so I think this was in my rundown later on, but we'll talk about it now. Like, Eddie Hearn was talking in an interview, and he was saying, like, if you're promoting with him, you're not promoting. He's promoting. Like, he's making all the decisions, right? He's the one that's calling it. He's making all the moves and everything like that. Now, he said that Dana White's going to be there basically in name only, but he's going to take a backseat. His opinions won't matter. Now, when Eddie Hearn says that, it's obviously a shot at Dana White, right? But also, is he almost trying to clear his name of all the promotional mistakes that they made and kind of just putting the blame on Turkey in
You tell me.
I think so. I mean, I think that this is what Hearn does, right? He gives these answers where it's like it seems like he's just talking, giving information, but he's kind of, you know, putting a blame on someone or being critical of someone. And I thought it was a way of basically saying that Dana White was there by name only. It's a gimmick, basically. And that all these decisions that people complain about, all these moves like that, it's Turkey, and you can't do anything about it. So he couldn't have changed it. He couldn't have the thing, and that's why these fights haven't had the success they want, or that's why it's been as wacky decisions as they've been, is because Turkey is making all the decisions, which I believe. I mean, Turkey's made decisions that people that are experienced in boxing would never make, right? People that the model of boxing, we pretty much know it. It works. It's been around for years, right? So it works. It's proven. And this guy makes every decision to go against it. So it's obvious to me that he's the one making decisions. So, and I think that was like a shot, but also, you know, clearing his name a little bit.
Is it a coincidence that Eddie Hearn and Oscar De La Hoya speak out at the same time?
No.
We did hear Oscar De La Hoya say that they were going
to
be working together.
Well, that gets to my next point. Oscar De La Hoya states Golden Boy, PBC, and Matchroom are all working together to make fights and are not going anywhere. I mean... Well, first of all, it's interesting that it's specifically those three companies. You find the truth in that? You find truth in that?
Well, PBC works with anyone.
Agree.
So I always find truth in that. I don't know about Eddie. We'll see. I'll take a wait and see approach with Eddie. I don't trust foreigners. So.
What is this guy's problem today? I don't get it. I mean, we did see Boots versus what can't think of his name right now. Stanionis. Yeah.
Shout out to Tom Brown.
TV. Okay, we did see that. Now there's rumors of Boots' next fight also being a guy that's been fighting on PBC cards, right? So I mean, maybe that's a start of something. We're also seeing. Golden Boy, you know, there's like potential. I think that there's a potential Zirtle Benavidez fight there. I think that would be a fight that would be pretty interesting. That's a good fight to make. No,
it's not.
Why do you say that?
No.
Okay, well, let me tell you this right now.
I want to see Benavidez versus Bebo.
Of course. That's it. Yeah, I know. Of course, we all want to see that. We might not happen, though. Right? So if those don't happen, those two fights that you want to see happen, then what the hell else do you want to see at 175 for Benavidez?
Then I want to see Benavidez stay at 175, plant his feet at 175, and clear out that fucking division. And then when you have the young guns that are going to rise up, or the guys that's coming up from 168 that's going to eventually come to 175, I want him to slap them back down, too. I want him to have a dominant 175-pound run. Do what Canelo was supposed to do. Do what Triple G was supposed to do when he became the guy. You give the opportunity to put over the next generation of talent. If they win, they win. If they don't, oh, well. Yeah.
You know what? You kind of nailed it with the Triple G one, because that's what it will end up being. It'll be a bunch of defenses, a bunch of versus guys that is not going to generate the interest that we want. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, except when we wanted Triple G to fight Andre and Charles, didn't.
That's true. That's true. But we have to wait for those guys. We have to wait for those guys to come.
Anybody can say that they'll fight anybody, but they're not the guys in a position of power. Okay. But once you got the gun and you're no longer the rabbit, what do you do? That's why I don't respect guys like Triple G. Because when he was the guy who had a little bit of notoriety, he didn't want to fight Lara. He didn't want to fight Andre. He didn't want to fight Saunders. He didn't want to fight Charlo. He didn't want to fight none of the other guys. None of the other guys. So I don't respect guys like
that. I'm with you on that.
I respect motherfuckers that when you fought David Morrell, the kingmaker position, then you fighting people. Okay.
To me, Benavidez has already cleared that because when he fought David Morrell, when he didn't have to fight David Morrell, that to me was.
I love that he did that.
Yeah.
I love that he did that. Yeah. That's not enough.
I get you. I need you
to do it over and over and over and over and over again.
But
what Nas said? What Nas said? Oh, you went platinum. Yeah, that's nice. Let me see you do the same thing twice. 3 times, 4 times, then a couple of more times, okay? I need you to keep doing it over and over and over again.
I don't know where that's not a bad point. But you, for some reason, you lost your creativity. And you were a man that I would say was one of the most creative idea men in boxing. And this one, you just completely no creativity to it. Him versus Zirtle is a good fight. Him versus Zirtle is the fight that you can actually sell. Zirtle is a guy that is looked pretty good at a cruiserweight. He's a guy that has a look to him. It's two Mexicans fighting each other. Their styles match up pretty damn well. Like to me, that's more interesting than any fight besides Bivol Bedjabim, of course, than at light heavyweight. So I just think he lost creativity.
When you said he has a look to him, are you trying to say he looked good?
I will say this. He did make the top 10 handsome boxers list. I mean, you made. He did make that list. Okay.
All right.
So it's star quality, and we're not going to say it. Some star qualities are just that, you know, they're good looking people. I mean, I don't know. Are we going to acknowledge that's not a real thing?
Okay. All right. I'll just ask you.
All right. I ain't afraid to answer. Just know that. So, yeah, I think that's the thing, that fight like that, I think that's interesting. But I do think that these guys are going to work with each other more. Like you said, PBC's always worked with them, but I do think that these guys are going to be more open to working with PBC and getting the matchups that people want to see. And I think they have to. I mean, I think they have to, honestly. There's a question I have for you. I don't know if you saw the rundown or not, but I was going to ask you, in 5 years right now, what does boxing look like? Like, what's the business look like?
Who knows?
Well, I hope it's not on the rundown. But the question, the reason why I asked that is, okay, so we know that they're attempting to make Zuffa boxing, right? They're attempting again. Doesn't look like, in Delahoya talked about it, they don't have any fighters, right? And the model's not going to work. And I agree. I think we pretty much agree with that, that what they're offering is probably not going to work. But in 5 years from now, do you think Turkey's still involved in boxing? If you had a bet on it, would you say Turkey's still involved in boxing in 5 years?
No.
Okay. No. So I think.
But one thing I want to say about Dana White. Dana White is the greatest promoter of all time.
Oh, wow.
Because Dana White has convinced all you UFC idiots that you want to see John Jones versus Tom Aspinall. Somehow that is the heavyweight title fight. As if Francis Ngannou isn't the real heavyweight champion of the world. Get the fuck out of here. That's all I wanted to say. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, I just like I said, I don't think that this Zuffa boxing thing is gonna work, right? And I don't even think that the one thing that I was hearing about Hawani was talking about was like how checked out that Dana is in UFC. And I don't think that he has, like, even the drive. I never thought he had the ability, but I don't even think he has the drive anymore to even try to start another promotion and compete with, like, Eddie Hearn, Al Heyman, De La Hoya. I just don't see that, right? Like, and what it would take to start from something from scratch and build it all the way up. I just don't see it working. And I know for sure Turkey doesn't have the mind to do it. And I just think that eventually they do a few big fights. Maybe they stay in as far as they'll fund a fight like this once in a while. But I don't think they're going to be in this much longer. I don't think there's going to be the success that they want. I don't think it's going to turn what it is. I'm just curious where boxing is 5 years from now. These guys, okay, they start making fights, but we're already off all major networks, right? We're now, okay, we're on streaming. So you got Amazon, but most of them are going to be in DAZN. Most likely, I think Top Rank ends up on DAZN too. That's not a formula for a lot of viewership. That's not a formula for building a star. That's we haven't. Have we seen a star built on DAZN? Have we ever seen a star get built on DAZN? I don't think we have. I don't think we've seen one star get built on DAZN. I think Josh was already a star when he went to DAZN. So I don't see. I haven't seen one. We've seen people actually become less of a star on DAZN. Canelo's had fights. Those were probably his less viewed fights. So I think boxing at that time, in 5 years from now, is I don't know where the star making is. I don't know what the ability, where you can get your viewership.
Okay, wait. So you don't think Chuck is going to be here 5 years from now?
Not as often as he is in boxing now. So I think he might maybe fund a fight.
But if he's not here 5 years from now, what's going to happen with the boxing media? Because he owns the boxing media.
Yeah, I mean, it'll just go get freed up, and it'll be as bad as it was before that. I mean, it was to me like the boxing media. The guys all that went there, I never was like, oh, all the guys that went with him, were crap before they went with him. So they'll be crap without him.
Cool.
So I don't know. The one thing I worry about is just the stars. I wonder how you make stars because the sport is built on stars. I think every sport is, but boxing is heavily relying on stars, right? Or heavily relying on big fights. And if you're their main thing is DAZN. I think that's not a good formula. That's not going to be good. Looking good for the state of boxing going forward. Matt, check your text real quick. I'm gonna go to the next section.
I'm not near my phone.
Okay.
Do you really?
Need I to do, but that's all right. Tricky Ellis Sheik states that he doesn't want any more Tom and Jerry fights. No, I'm just curious. Were Tom and Jerry fights ever? Was that an expression before?
Wait, you're trying to step on my rumor report?
No, I don't know your rumor report. When I run write the rundown, I just put rumor report. I don't know what you're putting in there.
Well, first of all, that's something that we talked about privately. Why are you asking me to talk about that on the show?
That's no. Privately. Well, that's why. Okay, that's why I asked. But I wasn't talking about it the way we talked about it privately. That's why I asked.
I didn't even put it in the group chat.
I wasn't talking about what we talked about. I was talking about another story.
Keeping shit from everybody, huh? Okay. All right.
Come on, man. Trustworthy no more? All right. Can we get to this? Turkey LG states he doesn't want any more Tom and Jerry fights. Now, I'm just curious. Was Tom and Jerry fights a thing before Turkey LG said that? Was that ever an expression used in boxing?
No.
Was it, right?
And honestly, Turkey Ellis, she's too old to be watching cartoons.
But I want to give credit. We don't give him credit. I want to give credit. Tom and Jerry fight is hilarious. I got it, to be honest with you. That is a good expression. I don't mind it. Is he correct about this? And you know, what do you think about that statement?
I honestly, I thought it was stupid. Because... And not only, it's a dangerous statement, because when people start talking like this, they are trying to normalize it so they can begin to try to legislate it. So be very wary when you hear people talking like this, because that just means he's going to try to legislate it. He's going to try to interfere with stuff. Okay? So I'll just put that out there for the box of things. What are your thoughts about
it? So when you say legislated, you mean as far as change the rules for it?
Maybe not change the rules officially, because he can't change the rules of boxing, but maybe he'll put some undue influence on the judges or the referees that are doing his event.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a really fair point. Yeah, I don't like that. I think that when you start talking like that, you start taking away from what boxing is. Now, I understand there's some boring fights, but that's any sport, you're going to have an boring event, right? Like there's a chance that it's just something goes that where the matchup just makes it boring and not entertaining. I get that. Now, as judges, you know, judges score fights however they score, and they reward guys or punish guys for that. Now, boxing is also a thing where you have to build a fan base to be popular. So, I mean, you do, as a promoter, you have the option to say, hey, I don't want to put this guy on because he runs. Like we've seen Rigondeaux, right? I'm sure promoters throughout time were just like, you know, I don't want to put this guy on because it's not going to be an entertaining fight. So that's fine. But I think when you say that, like you said, are you trying to What I worry about, and like this is what Dana White talked about when he first tried to get into boxing, was like this changed the rules. This changed how we what we get credit to. And then it turns out like they just want brawlers, right? Like that's like their mentality. They want like a BKFC. Just these guys gonna go in there and throw hands. And that takes away from the sport. That's not the honest product. That's not an honest product. That's just what you want to see. That could be a part of it. Like we all love a good brawl. We all love a good war. But that's not the honest product. That's not necessarily the best guys. That's not necessarily who the best guys in the world are and them using their full ability. So I don't like that. Yeah, as a promoter, he has the decision to make whatever he wants to make. But I just think that, like you said, if you get away from an honest product or start trying to take away things from boxing, I don't like that.
What do you mean? As a promoter, he has a decision to make
whatever fights he wants to make, right? So if he says I don't like this guy's style and I don't want to put it on my promotion, then yeah, he has that right to do that, of course. But if you're trying to influence the way people look at boxing and what we give credit to and what we take points away from, then that's a huge issue because then you're trying to change the sport. I'm not with that. I think that the sport maybe needs to change here and there, but for the most part, it's been filtered out for years and perfected to what it is. You know what I mean? And you just because you get a boring fight or you matched up something that people could have told you. Did you know the Skull fight was going to be boring? Did you not get on here and say, hey, the Skull fight's going to suck?
Oh, come on. I told y'all it was going to be generationally boring.
He's mad because he didn't see that because he doesn't know boxing. Right, he doesn't study. He doesn't know how to matchmaker or anything like that. And you knew that. You knew this fight was going to suck. And you knew that this fight didn't have to be made, really. Right, that fight did not have to be made. They went out of their way to make that fight. It did not have to be made. They went out of the way to make that fight, and they made a bad decision. And now he wants to change things because he made a bad decision. That's funny to me. He's a guy that's really just started focusing on boxing, paying attention to it, and now he's getting complaints and stuff as he's watching it. But it's the mistakes that he's making. He's making the mistakes for why that fight is.
He's Wile E. Coyote.
How so? I love that we're still in cartoons, but how so? Okay, no answer. Good.
Are you eating?
Huh? No.
Matt, I'm talking about Matt.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm on mute.
Oh, you are eating. Jesus, all the complaints this guy has. I'm just curious, what are you eating?
Exactly.
I am eating a nice bowl of honeycomb.
You're a grown man. I'm serious. How much boxes of cereal do you buy when you go to the store?
Like four or five.
What are the ones you go to?
I go Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries, Honeycomb, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Nut.
Why not just drink sugar straight up? Why not just pour sugar in the milk?
That's because I like to chew.
Are you a texture guy? Oh man, that is hilarious. Goodness gracious. Like this is a grown man. I want you to know that, Mike. That's a grown man right there. In the morning he poured himself a bowl of cereal. And he couldn't wait till the show's over. That's unbelievable.
No, I could because after the show's over, I have to make a nice 2-pound ribeye steak.
Why do you have to? I'm curious. So you have to get your energy to make another meal.
Yes.
You know what I'm doing today is I'm barbecuing today. Now I want to say this, right? I think that people say like, oh, I'm a barbecue and everything like that. I'm not really doing anything. I turn on the grill. Everything's pre-marinated, right? I just throw it on there and then I put it on the plate.
What do you mean?
I go to a meat market. It's all marinated. It's all marinated already. I go to a meat market. I go.
Wait. You got it marinated from the store?
Yeah. I go to a meat market. A carniceria.
You're not a man.
I go to a carniceria.
You're not a man at all.
I tell them, let me get the carnitas, lemon marinated. Let me get the red chicken, and that's it. I'm in and out. I put that bad boy on a grill. I put it in. People are happy, and I'm like, I don't think I did much here. I'm not sure I did. I'm not sure what I did here. I turned the grill on. That's all I did.
So what's on the menu for
you? I have carnitas and chicken today, and I bought some chicken wings too. I'm gonna try that out. So what do you do? You marinating yourself?
Yes, yes.
You can't do it as good as the Guardians 3 yet. No way. No way. No way.
No. Let me ask you a question. No hot dog.
No, I made that last week, so that's off the menu this week.
No burger.
I made that last week, so that's off the menu this week. So what I do is this. Like, this is what I do. I make chicken, I make garden salad, and then I basically just pile it up, like a big center. Then I get tortillas, and I throw them on there, right? I make tortillas and vegetables. I'm just, the one thing we do is we marinate the vegetables and everything. And then we make that all, put it all in a pile, and then you just make tacos with it. It's not a bad system.
Now, let me ask you an important question about your grill.
Okay.
How do you keep the beans and rice from falling through the grill?
Hey, Ezra probably buys the beans and rice.
No, the beans and rice are made, but they're made in the kitchen. My wife makes that. That's funny though. That is hilarious though. That is funny, man. That is funny. What I'm gonna say.
It's an old racist New York joke. Wait. So, do you have sides like potato salad, mac and cheese, like
beans and rice?
Wow. So you don't do potato salad?
No. Yeah. You know what? My wife's dad's coming. Maybe he made potato salad. Well, we shall see. I'll keep you updated. Follow me. If you're listening to the show, follow me, and then I will keep you updated.
we need some pictures of the plate, gangers.
Oh, that's good. That's hilarious. Okay, let's get to Jake Paul. He states his most overrated boxers. On that list, he has Anthony Joshua, Ryan Garcia, and Canelo Alvarez. Would you agree those are some of the most overrated boxers? What people would you have that are overrated in boxing right now?
I don't like to say a boxer's overrated.
Really? Why? I'm curious. Of all the things you're willing to say about a boxer, why is that something you...
Because I feel like it's disrespectful.
It's too what?
I feel like it's disrespectful. It's too disrespectful.
All right. I'll say something. I don't feel like it's that disrespectful. I don't understand. The fighters are overrated.
Well, who do you think
you don't. So you don't think... Wait. So you don't think Lomachenko's overrated?
Lomachenko's overrated.
This guy. Do you see what I'm saying? When I call the BS out? Okay, I think Pitbull's overrated.
Is he overrated? Where's he?
Bro, people have been telling me that Pitbull's a threat. He's a threat to the title. That fights his tank. You know, he'll be a tough guy for all these matchups and stuff like that. I think Pitbull's definitely overrated. Another guy that I think is overrated.
Is he not a tough matchup? Wait, is he not a tough matchup?
For
some of these fighters.
I don't think a high level fighter. No, I don't think any of the high level fighters. I don't think he gives Haney any trouble. I don't think he gives Shakur any trouble. No, I don't think he gives Keyshawn any trouble.
I didn't know those are high level fighters, but whatever.
What are they?
So what you're telling me is that he struggles against the Tom and Jerry style.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe he does. Damn it, Turkey. That's a good coin. That is a good coin. Okay, who else is overrated in boxing right now? I think Dubois is a little overrated in boxing right now. I definitely think Dubois is a little overrated. I think that we're basically Dubois is getting an Usyk fight. It's like an upset that didn't happen. In that, you know, I was talking about how upsets are kind of like bad for boxing in a way. That body shot that didn't get called was an upset that didn't happen. The Usyk still won, clearly, and now we have to watch it again because of a body shot that no one even counted. You know, people that didn't even count. That's why we're watching the fight again. And I get the knocking out of Joshua and all that, but I don't know. I think Joshua's probably a little past it. Yeah, I don't know. Those are two guys that are coming clear right now. I'm trying to think of other names, but right now I think that's pretty clear. Oh, Berlanga's getting a little overrated. And I don't think people think too highly of him, but I think he's getting a little overrated. What do you think, Mike? You got any names?
Honestly, it sounds like
you're just naming a boxer
you don't like.
Yeah, that's all it is. I'm surprised he didn't go down the whole PBC.
No, because I only need one PBC guy. Mike. I only need one PBC guy. Oh, I'll give you another guy. Well, nah, not even overrated. But No. Like DuBois, like I like DuBois. How can you not like DuBois? But I think he's just a little overrated. Like how much of a threat he is at heavyweight? It's just I don't really think it's that much of a case. Like I don't think he is. I don't think he would be.
He had the heavyweight fake and he got hit low.
I don't think that he would be. I wouldn't give him a chance against Fury. I don't give him a chance against Usyk.
You say he's not a threat is crazy because he literally had the heavyweight champion faking that he got hit low.
Yeah, I don't know. You got anyone, Mike?
Because he wouldn't have got up.
You got anyone that you think is overrated?
Perez.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I think people are pretty much sold all their stock now on that. Or, you know, I think that right now everybody thinks he's pretty much trash. But, yeah, I think at the one point he was I think he's definitely overrated. I think that's fair to say.
Who's that? You know who's overrated? Janet Beck. All right.
That's a Janet Beck already. So.
All right. I think he's the best middleweight in the world. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's easy to say that when they're not fighting.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. We might get it. It might be coming up.
We might be getting it.
All right. Okay. Eddie Hearn says Turkey does. We pretty much talk about this, but it says does all the promotional events and everyone takes back. I guess my question is: are these guys? And I don't know. You're going to say maybe not, but are these guys on the out? Is this all coming to an end with all these promotions in Turkey? No.
Listen, these are men. Okay. Men don't see what they got to say. If he don't like it, he don't like it.
That's fair.
What are you gonna do?
You say stuff I don't like all the time, and that's true. We still run the show. Okay, let's get to the Ez Raw breakdown tonight. We have Hitchens versus Kambosos. Not a fight that I think is. I don't know. Like I said, Kambosos got the upset against Teal. We can't lose him. He's gonna be. He stays relevant, I guess. I don't think Kambosos has a shot in this fight. I really don't. I think that Hitchens is first of all too big, too much skill. He doesn't have the power to really change things. I think this is going to be a blowout. Do you have any ideas on this fight, Matt? Is there any interest in this fight?
Bro, I don't give a fuck about this fight. I didn't give a fuck about this fight when they were arguing on Twitter. I said, please don't try to turn Kambosos Hitchens into a thing. And they turned it into a thing. This is one of the worst fights of the
great.
Year.
It's not great at all. I don't know why they did this. I mean, is Kambosos even that big of a name to where it's like this needs to happen? You know what I mean? Like, is it really gained Hitchens' notoriety by beating Kambosos? I don't really think so. On the card, you have Andy Cruz versus Hironori Mishiro. Are you familiar with Hironori Mishiro?
Yes, I am very familiar with him because he was on my list earlier this year of the worst fighters ranked.
Okay, so calling a fighter is overrated, but you can have a list of the worst fighters in the sanctioning body, and that's not disrespectful. So we're being loose on what's disrespectful. What is it? Okay. Also on there, we have Nishant Dev, which I don't know if you saw his fight, but he had a massive knockout his first fight. So I'm kind of interested in seeing what he has. Also,
bro, wait. I don't care. Bro.
Hold on. You have Adam Makah, who said that he would. Fight Inoue if they made that fight. Now I think he was just saying that he would have the courage to fight Inoue. I'm not necessarily saying I don't think he was saying he would beat anyway. I think he was just saying that he would step in with them if they put that fight in front of him. And then you have.
We don't got no news on Benavidez or Canelo or Floyd or. Why are we talking about
this? Okay, we also have Sequin Moses will be on the card. That's Shakur's cousin.
Don't care.
All right. I'm just trying to. Hey, listen. If I had to try to sell this card, I'm probably going to try to sell it by the young talent on it. Honestly. Now, like I said,
what would you grade this card?
Oh, it's an F.
All right. I thought you were going to say it was a C plus.
No. Not this one. Not this time. Sorry, boys. Okay.
Finally, we finally found a card that is not as good. As Tim Zhu versus Baka Benazalia. Congratulations.
All right. Another thing I wanted to talk about, for far as
No, no, no. One more thing about this card, though.
Okay.
Ernesto Mercado. Ernesto Mercado was talking a lot of shit last week about all the guys he's going to beat. Oh, blah, blah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, Keyshawn, I'm going to beat. And then you pull out of your fight.
So, I was going to ask. I noticed it wasn't on there. What happened? Why did he pull out?
Supposedly he got injured.
So he wasn't going to make
the fuck up then. Then we don't want to hear from you.
He was going to make
should be seen and not heard. Yeah. The only Tito I acknowledge is Tito Puente and Tito Trinidad.
Is there any other famous Titos?
Tito Jackson.
Come on, man. So you don't acknowledge him?
Nah, I wasn't a big fan of Tito.
Can you
he's like Frank Stallone, Bobby Pacquiao.
Hey, fucking man.
can you rate the Jacksons in order? Who's the best one to the least?
Yes. Okay, Mike is number one.
Okay.
Obviously.
I think number two is pretty obvious, right?
I think number two is Young Mike, because he got
two mics. Oh, okay.
Yeah, number two is Young Mike.
When you come back with 4 or 5, he's not to hear play games with you? Okay,
let's go. Yeah. Number three is White Mike.
Okay. How many mics are there?
Even White Mike.
Wait, so what was the first mic? Who was the first mic exactly that you had number one?
Oh, come on, the Thriller era.
Okay. Man. All right.
Thriller era.
All right.
Then fourth, we'll go with Janet. We'll give it to Janet. Okay. I like Janet.
Okay.
She got some good shit. Then fifth, we got Jermaine. I like Jermaine. Because Jermaine got that, you know, that slick shit to the side. You know, I like his hair. Okay. Then let's go with Marlon. I like Marlon. Okay.
Okay.
How are we feeling about LaToya? You know, I don't mind LaToya. We're going to go with LaToya. Okay? All right? Listen, I see you surprised, Christine. Listen, LaToya was all right, Christine. LaToya was all right. Who else we got? I got to go with Joe Jackson, Pops, because he put it all together. Catherine, she was around. I like the three J's, the nephews, the three J's. Paris. I like Paris, the daughter. She's cool.
Paris? Really?
We haven't really... Yeah, she's cool. We haven't really heard from Blanket a lot, so... I don't know about Blanket. Bubbles the chimp. Bubbles the chimp.
Oh, does he make the
Bubbles
list?
Bubbles the chimp. Oh, yeah. Bubbles the chimp. And then we'll put Tito last.
Damn. Tito don't get no love. What's your biggest complaint with Tito?
He's too fat.
All right.
Believe it or not, I don't like fat people.
That's crazy. Self-hate is a real problem. People tell me all the time, self-hate is a real problem. All right, let's get back to the Ezra breakdown. Wardley stops Justice Hooney in a fight last weekend. What did you make of that fight? Because that was a pretty damn good fight. Did you watch it, Matt?
I watched the highlight of him getting the knockout.
Oh, you're insane. We run a boxing show. How do you not watch that fight? I was telling you how good it was going to be. As I told
you. I'll be honest with you, Ezra. I'm not excited for any boxing matchup until July 12th.
It's heavyweights. Like, your whole thing, your whole gimmick is heavyweights. That's your whole thing. But now you don't like fat people, and apparently you're not watching heavyweight fights anymore. I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on. But, Wardley wins this fight, but he's losing on those cards the whole time. Honey's skill, which you said that Honey didn't have any skill. Honey's skill was very good in this fight. He cutting angles. He was
good. He's not good.
Yeah, he is good. The problem is that he's not a big heavyweight. It doesn't have power to take a guy out of there when he's landing shots on them, and durability. He's gonna get hit by a guy like Wardley.
Okay, so why couldn't you predict the fight then?
I did tell you. There's two fighters fighting. Wait, let me tell you right now. Let me tell you right now. Okay, there's two fighters fighting. It's a coin flip, right? So you could have a guy that doesn't know anything about boxing, and he could go on a run. Okay, what I told you was going to happen, I predicted 100% was going to happen. I said Hooney will be up on the cards, and his only chance of winning this fight,
right up until the winner.
Yeah,
right,
I said the only chance of winning this fight is if he stays on his feet. I told you exactly what's gonna happen. I said he'll be up on the cards. He's gonna dominate his fight with the skill. But the whole point will be, can he stay on his feet? And that was it. He couldn't stay on his feet. In the 10th round, he got caught with the first clean shot of the fight from Wardley, and he went to sleep. And honestly, he got up, but the ref stopped at 9. I'm not sure that he would be able to continue anyways. But that's what happened.
All I know is I told you guys over 0.5 knockdowns.
Like I said, I told you exactly what was going to happen in the fight. That's what happened. I just didn't predict the winner.
And did you notice my parlay hit again, by the way? My best bets hit again.
Good job.
We're back, baby.
Every week. This is 6 weeks in a row, Ezra. Go check.
All right. All right. Also happened last weekend, we had Mason. He stopped Nakadelia. Which he was made the main event. I thought Mason looked really, really good. He looked really patient. He was trying to be patient. When he gets to his offense, he's going to live by the sword, die by the sword. He'll always have like openings and stuff because he's so aggressive and he believes in his offense. But he's trying to be more patient. He's trying to go in there when he knows he has a finish. I thought he looked good in this fight. Looks like he's moving to bigger things after this fight. What'd you think of the performance?
Bro, you know I didn't watch it.
Can I catch a highlight?
No. The only thing I saw was that Nakatila said, "I am not good. I am not good. I am not good." I don't think I've heard a fighter say that before. I am not okay.
JBZ, you were in the building. What did you think of the fight? What did you think of the performance?
Good performance by Abdullah Mason. After about the second round, he just, really sat down on his punches, tried to hurt Nakatila, from every punch, and kind of seemed like another fighter that's at, well, was at welterweight, but that's a whole nother story. And I was on the side there where Nakatila was, and I was looking at him and the ref and the doctor, and I'm like, please don't stop the fight. Please don't stop the fight. And then when the ref stopped the fight, I'm like, oh, come on, man. I had the face palm and everything there on ringside, man. But still a good performance by Abdullah Mason. I thought that they were going to, still have him kind of go through the motions as far as like having a couple more fights this year. But given the current situation there in the lightweight division, well, he's going to have to go after the title. So.
Well. Listen, when a fighter says, "I am not okay," you have to stop.
You do.
He said, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. He's like, what? No, I'm not okay.
All right, let's get to Raw Hard Cash. Today's a real simple one. No parlay, one bet. Hitchens by stoppage. I believe that is...
Oh my God, dude! Are you trying to lose the people?
Bro, money? I'm picking Hitchens by stoppage. I don't see what Camboso has for him. He gets out. He's gonna get outboxed. I think at point Hitchens is gonna be able to step to him. Hitchens bigger than him. I think he's gonna get the stoppage today.
I got a parlay.
That is plus money. I took a picture of this bag. Here it is. +230. Come on. +230 for Camboso to get stopped by Hitchens. He's coming. He just got stopped by Loma. Like he's gonna get stopped in this fight. +230. That's good odds. Now, Mike, you've been saying bets again. You got your confidence back. Where you at? Where you at today?
You know how it is in real life. Once you get that one girl, you feel like you can get them all, Ezra. And I got that one parlay last week. I'm back, ready to go. I got a little parlay for you, but I got that fight going the distance. It is what it is. Also, I got Nonito. He's getting the dub. And I got Andy Cruz going the distance too.
All right. What does that get you?
That gets you plus 258 right there.
All right. All right, gotcha. Matt, you got a bet for us? Has you been hitting every week, apparently?
I do. Right. But I'm going to put it on the timeline because I like proof of my bets. I'm
going to put it on the timeline. So you're not going to put it on the show that we do. You're just going to put it on the timeline. Not on the show we do.
Not enough people are getting it from the show. I really want people to win.
But you know, you can do it on both.
I want you guys to win.
You know, you can do it on both, though. It's not an either or situation.
I'm just trying to win people money.
All right. All right.
Now, are you going to put out a breakdown for Brian Norman versus Jim Sasaki? Because that's coming up on Thursday.
Okay, I will do that. I know you don't believe me, but I will do that.
Because I think that's a very interesting fight.
It's an important fight. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Mac, can we get to your favorite part of the show? I'm going to take that muffled answer as a yes.
Oh, you talk about the rumor report. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one I supposedly stepped on.
Well, you tried to step on it, but we're not talking about it this week. How about that? We're not talking about it this week at all. But what I did want to talk about was Top Rank Boxing.
Okay.
Top Rank Boxing. We know that they have been looking for a deal. They have been looking for a deal. And they still don't have a deal yet. It is already the month of June, and there is nothing to report about Top Rank's TV deal. The only thing that we know about Top Rank's TV deal right now is that I've been told for the entire month of August, Top Rank will not do any shows. They're going dark in August. Where are they going to end up? I don't know. I know you're thinking the Zone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be the Zone.
Wow.
This is just me speculating, so don't aggregate this. I have a feeling Top Rank is going to end up on either Tubi or YouTube.
Jesus. Well, that's not good. I think that's worse than the Zone.
I don't think it's going to be long term. I think they're going to just have a stopgap so they could get something in 2026.
Goodness gracious. But imagine.
It's not looking good. It's not
looking good. Imagine Keyshawn on YouTube. Oh my God!
Goodness. Well, I mean, I kind of see that happening in a way as far as YouTube goes, but this is from a different type of platform that is already on YouTube, though.
What? ProBox?
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. Interesting. Now. Here's the thing that people are not taking into account with Top Rank not being on ESPN anymore. We're not going to get any of the Japanese and Canadian fights anymore.
Yeah. Dude, this isn't good. This is not good. I'll tell you right now, I was talking about you're not going to build a star in Tubi. I promise you that. I promise you will not build a star in Tubi.
A lot of people got Tubi.
I don't care what a lot of people have. You ain't going to build a star on Tubi. I don't care what a lot of people have. Okay? But you ain't going to build a star on Tubi.
Wait. Wasn't the Super Bowl on Tubi?
The Super Bowl's on everything. They put it on everything. That doesn't mean that... But if it was only on Tubi, I promise that'd be a problem. No, dude. I don't know. That sounds rough. That sounds rough. Go ahead, JPZ.
Oh, real quick. Didn't Top Rank have, like, a channel on something like Tubi, though?
Yeah, they're all their classic fights.
Their library.
So, it's possible.
I mean, it says Tubi has 97 million active users a month. So, I mean,
we're not going to do that, right? We're not going to do that, though, right? We're not going to do that. There's no way, right?
This might be a move that turns out good for them.
Oh, Jesus. First of all, it's automatically bad for them because they lost ESPN. So it's automatically bad for them, no matter what. There's nothing that you can tell me that's
going to be this. I know, but it's like, how are you going to bounce back when you hit that, you know? You're done, you're fired.
Oh, some might say that Tubi is the ESPN of the streaming world.
I've never heard that, but that sounds right.
Never heard that either. You're going to go to one Tubi channel, it's going to be Andy Griffith. You're going to go to the next one, it's going to be Top Rank, Keyshawn Main Event. Oh, goodness gracious.
You're thinking of Pluto TV.
I don't even know the difference. I don't know the difference. I know that I'm probably not going to watch either of them. I know that for a fact. Goodness gracious. This is a nightmare.
You're straight. You're willing to pay for the zone twice.
Yes.
But a show that's free on Tubi, you're not going to watch.
Exactly.
Bro, listen, of course, if it's boxing Tubi, I'm going to find out what Tubi is. But yeah. It's just bad. It's just not good.
Does YouTube work better for you? Like, what do you prefer?
They're both bad. I'm not saying what's worse better for me specifically. I'm saying what's going to get more eyeballs? Like, what's going to have something where you can actually... Well, okay, if you're on YouTube, how do you promote
YouTube?
It?
YouTube?
But if you're on YouTube, how do you promote it?
Their advertisement on YouTube.
Wow. Oh, what the? On YouTube? Advertise on YouTube?
Yeah. You're the one that pops up on all channels?
Oh, you know that YouTube is the second most used social media platform in the world, right?
Yeah, that's where guys see, guy falls off roof. Yeah. It's for that nonsense. Yes, you're going to watch, you know, a guy play video games for 12 hours.
So guy falls off roof, boxer gets jumped backstage after a fight.
Yeah. And you watch that in this video.
Oh, man. This sucks.
I don't know. I don't think so, Ezra. I don't think it's as bad as you're making it out to be.
It is.
Do they wish for a better deal? Probably. Of course, right? They don't.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how bad it is. You know? They don't even have the potential of another deal. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, YouTube is a last resort. YouTube is just, we need to put it somewhere. We can start a YouTube channel, can't we? Yeah, anyone can. I can start a YouTube channel right now. Anyone can, okay? But this is the last resort. This means that there's absolutely no one interested in the boxing product from Top Rank. Absolutely no one else is willing to say, you know what? Yeah, I got time to fill. Let's put it on there. In a spot where you have so many streamers that need content. You have cable needs content. ESPN, and they need to fill time spots. They can't do that. You're on YouTube. That's the last resort. I'm sorry. Now, like, Pro Box is building a brand, right? Eventually, they'll get a TV deal. But they're building from things. That makes sense. Top Rank is established. They have names. And they're going to top the YouTube. Let me tell you something. That's a dire straight for the sport.
I'm saying it gets more options. It's almost like being not locked down to a deal. And if you're able to come up with the big fight, then you can one off that thing, you know, for a lot of money.
Bro, all right. We'll see. Let's get to that was the most depressing rumor report we've ever had. That one really took the wind out of my sails. I got to be honest with you.
Man, I can't believe you're that down on it like that.
Oh, I am. That is bad news. That is bad news. That's like when he said that, I imagine like in a movie, a Western movie, where it's like a road, and then you just see a tumbleweed go by. That's what I imagined when he said that. That was the image in my head when that happened. Oh, man, it's just dire straits for boxing right now. Okay, let's get to quick hits.
Whoa. Who said I was
done? Please save the rumor report today. Please, dear God, I pray to God.
I thought that was a great rumor for today.
Give me another rumor, please. Give me something more positive.
Let Teofimo Lopez. Teofimo Lopez. We have seen a lot of public flirting with Teofimo Lopez and TGB at PBC. So I did some digging to see, is this just trolling? Like, what's going on here? And I have come to the understanding that there is real interest in the PBC side in bringing in Teofimo Lopez.
It's the most depressing rumor report ever. It's the worst rumor report ever. I got to be honest with you. This is the worst rumor report ever.
I see myself.
Oh, man.
I can see myself giving him a second chance as well.
is he just misunderstood, Mike? Is that what it is,
hey,
Mike?
Is there anybody that can fix you?
Oh, my God.
John Brown.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something right now. That means I'm going to say this right now. It
Hey. Who among us had a use
that word? Dude.
Nah, man. Come on, man. Don't. Come on, man.
Let me tell you something right now. It's a slap in the face to all the fans of PBC. I got to be honest with you. And to welcome him, and I'm going to tell you now, I don't know what this is, but TFM was not a star. I'm sorry, he isn't, okay? The guy cannot talk on a microphone. He's not good at interviews. He's not interesting. He's just annoying, right? So he makes you not like him, okay? And not in a good way. Not in a good way where it's like, okay, I have like a real heat. No, it's like go away heat. He has go away heat, okay?
Like X-Spot?
Yes. Yes, exactly like X-Pac. He's annoying. He's not interesting. He doesn't make a good point. He doesn't. His controversies are just really. You're like you should just not be allowed to talk, right? That's his controversies. In the ring, it's hit or miss. I don't think we're getting these great performances. Like I did not think this Barbosa was a great performance. I'm not sure that he's as high level fighter as people make him out to be. I just don't see it with this guy. And I don't see why the PBC would even take a chance with this guy. When, to me, the people that have always been with the PBC and defend the PBC and everything like this, really, that's kind of slapped in the face because of everything this guy said to this point that we've gotten here. Okay?
Yeah, Mario Barros versus Teofimo, man.
Bro, let me tell you something. That's a horrible move. And you ain't going to make him a star. I'm sorry. And I know the PBC, they know how to make stars and all that. They ain't going to make this guy a star. He's not a star, okay? He's really hit his limit after the Lomachenko fight. He hit his limit. Now it's all south from there. And they won't be able to control him. They won't be able to tell. In the interviews, he's going to say stupid stuff. And all these things, why even get in that situation? Why even put yourself in that thing? And I'm not just talking for BBC. I'm talking for everyone. I don't know why everyone wants to put him on TV. I really think that everything he's done, I don't need a – we really shouldn't be encouraging that for the sport. Open racism to get fights, it shouldn't be encouraged in the sport. So that's where I see it. But, yeah, that's – let me tell you, so this room report – oh, man, this rumor report, it got me down bad. It really does. It really has me down bad. What do you think, JBZ?
Yeah, this is not a good rumor report, man. but I will try to follow up on the top rank thing because, you know, like I was saying, I think YouTube could be a move for a top rank at this particular point, given the roster that they currently have. They really don't have guys out there where networks would put that much of a budget towards it, because ESPN put in a good amount of money for Top Rank for the years that they had with them. And now with Lomachenko gone and, you know, Keyshawn doing what he's doing, they, you know, really don't have those high profile fighters that, you know, people could gravitate towards. So I think their budget is going to be significantly reduced here from this point forward, unless they, you know, either build another star or find a way to acquire somebody that could, you know, get that interest back from them. But the real interesting part of it is that, yeah, having those foreign fights or fights overseas that they usually cover, they won't be doing that anymore. So no Japan fights, no Canada fights, none of that type of stuff. So that next Inoue fight that's coming up in September, where is that going to end up as far as like a U.S. market? That's going to be really interesting on that front.
Yeah, that is a very good point. Yeah, we got to see how that all plays out. I don't know. Matt, you have any more? Please tell me you have one more. Oh, man. Your silence is...
I don't have one more, but I did want to put a little nugget out there, something very interesting for the fans to look into, okay? And I'm doing my own investigating. Virgil Ortiz Jr., his last two fights on BoxRec have been changed to a no contest.
Really? Well, that is interesting. But two fights, like, to go back?
That's terrible news. Now you should be upset.
Now, see, that is a good thing for a rumor report. Something like that. That would be, yeah, that's something that is, you know, a juicy rumor.
But to backdate to the Bolichuk fight, is that doesn't make any sense. How would they do that? Like, I would understand maybe the Majumov one, but how do you backdate to a Bolichuk fight? Yeah, they're both no contest right now. I don't know. We got. Is BoxRec on here? We need to get him up here. All right, let's get to the quick hits. Yeah, this is.
What are you talking about?
Let's get to quick hits. Now. Huh?
Why would Box Strike Gray know?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's inside information. He works for the company. I don't know.
Box Strike Gray has no inside information on anything that deals with that.
Okay.
And don't put that out there.
Okay, let's get to quick hits. Oscar Duarte versus Kenneth Sims is signed for August 2nd. What do you think about that fight, Matt? I think that's a pretty damn good fight. All right, good stuff. I think that's a good fight. I think it's a good matchup. It's a matchup they've been circling for a while. I thought the fight should have been made for a while, but that's going to be a good fight, and there's a good chance it's pretty entertaining. What do you think of it, JBZ?
I mean, I think it's a good matchup. You know, so we'll see what happens here on that. But, you know, what is it, August 2nd? Like, that's still a good ways away. I'm still trying to get ready for the rest of these fights here in June and then get to July 1st.
All right, let's get to a fight that is happening tonight. One that Mike brought up, put up part of his bet. Nonito Donaire returns tonight against Andres Campos. Are we any excitement for the Nonito Donaire comeback for us?
Let's go, Nonito. Friend of the show. One thing I did want to say is that his opponent attempted to use used gloves in the fight and got caught. He tried to pass off used gloves as new gloves, which was very strange. You know, and
sometimes the glove, you know, they just get takes a little
called off because he did not want to use beach gloves. So he had to use Nonito's second pair of gloves. So I did speak with with Rachel Donaire directly about the situation, and she said that the fight will still go ahead.
Sometimes, you got to break in some shoes sometimes, you know what I mean? I'm sure the same thing with gloves. Sometimes just a little more comfortable. It's not jump to conclusions here. Suleiman Sissoko has officially been named the mandatory challenger to the winner of the July 19th PPC pay-per-view on Prime bout between Mario Barrios and Manny Pacquiao. What are the odds we see Suleiman Sissoko in the ring with either men? I can tell you right now, it's 0%. You will not see Suleiman Sissoko in the ring with Manny Pacquiao or Mario Barrios. I can tell you that right now. Matt, am I correct on this, or is there a chance that Suleiman Sissoko?
Come on. You know I don't care.
All right. I mean, this is quick hits. I mean, I don't know what you want for quick hits. What are you expecting for quick hits? I'm just curious. You tell me.
Yeah, something interesting. Keep it moving. Just keep it moving.
I think it's pretty interesting. I think that is pretty interesting. Okay, the winner of Ray Vargas versus Carlos Castro, which is a good fight, will face the winner Bruce Carrington and Matias Haita. Must fight each other. The winners will fight each other.
Do you need me for the rest of the show?
I mean, I think I would like your 2 cents. I would like your 2 cents. I don't know what you're expecting for quick hits. I don't understand.
I really want to chase down this Virgil story, and you're keeping me here.
Go chase it down, then. I'll finish the show. Me, Mike, and JBZ, the unofficial member of Brunch Boxing, Bellini winner, multiple Bellini winner. Let's get to the show. Okay, we'll finish this off. Okay, Matt, you go chase that down, Matt. You find that story, Matt. You get to the reason. And it better not just be, it was just an error on the website. If I get to the end of this and it's just an error on the website, I'm going to be pissed, Matt. So there better be some meat on the bone here. Okay, let's get to the WBC will order a bout between interim WBC junior middleweight champion Virgil Ortiz and Surrey Bochuk. Ortiz previously defeated Surrey Bochuk. Well, apparently not anymore. Matt's chasing down the story, but apparently not anymore. It's actually no contest. So maybe that draws this rematch a little more interest in it. JBC, is this going to end up on the Canelo Crawford card?
I don't know if it's going to end up on a Canelo Crawford card, but as of right now, I don't see any results changed on the Nevada State Athletic Commission for that original fight. So not sure where this no contest is coming from as of right now. And with it being the weekend, it's not like we can call the state athletic commission.
Well, Matt's chasing it down. Let me reassure you, JBZ, Matt's chasing it down right now. So don't reassure you. He couldn't finish the show. Yeah, no interest in finishing the show, but he's going to chase it down. He's also not putting his bets on here, too, as well. Mike, are you interested in this fight? Do you want to see this run back?
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to see it run back from the first time. So I don't know why people don't want to see it run back.
I agree with you. It was a good fight. First one.
Right, it was close enough for other people. Belichick won. So I'm like, yeah, man, run it back. Shit.
All right. Edwin De Los Santos and Samson Liquowitz have mutually agreed to part ways. What are our thoughts on this?
I don't know. You tell me, how do you feel that you caused that relationship to break up?
I caused it?
Yeah. No, you're De Santos. You couldn't just retweet it. You had to actually type it out and put it.
Then we got accused. Yeah. We got accused of making Samson
look. Yeah, you ruffled those feathers. You started.
Man, I was just quoting
about that.
I was just quoting. I think it's very interesting that this is coming at a time when Edwin De Los Santos, they didn't go forward with the fight. He received a pay. We'll see. You know, maybe more will come out in the story on why that happened. It's not to me. I'm just curious, and maybe JBZ, you have more information on this. I mean, couldn't Edwin just go with the fight even if Samson said no? Couldn't Edwin just be like, nah, screw that, we're gonna make this fight happen?
No, he couldn't.
He couldn't. So Samson has the final say on if the fight happens.
Pretty much. Yep.
How could that be?
Because that's what basically was happening. It was like, Edwin was like, yeah, and promoter was like, nah, so. And that's it. Go ahead and give me the, just get that money for the original purse and just not have the fight. So even with the negotiations, because the negotiations go through Samson if they were going to go for it.
Yeah, but he's there to negotiate it. But, I mean, I just find it hard to believe the fighter can't say, hey, I'm going to move forward with this. Like, I guess that's not a promoter, but I'm going to move forward with the fight.
I will say that this thing here with Samson and Edwin, this isn't like one of the first times that I've kind of heard this about Mr. Liquowitz. So, yeah. Sometimes when they say when they're smoking, it's
fire.
Anybody
takes the easy money.
One important distinction. Edwin De Los Santos said that it was not Samson that canceled the fight. It was his trainer that canceled the fight, and Samson asked his promoter to do that.
Exactly. That's what I was coming up to say, because Edwin De Los Santos did an interview with Joel last night, and he said it himself. It wasn't Samson's fault. He said...
I don't know about that. I'm just reading his tweet. I don't listen to other people's content.
Oh, well, it came from De Los Santos himself. Come on, you guys. Come on. I was just trying to correct the information. It wouldn't be wrong, but he said it himself. It wasn't because of Samson.
Now, okay, but he was stating that he wanted to go forward with the fight?
No, he said he was leaving it up to his trainer. He said... he was ready, but this is embarrassing, Ezra, that Matt.
I know, I'm a very
Well, Spanish.
Nika, I agree with you. I'm a very I'm a very for him too, Nika. I agree with you. We are in agreement.
My God.
Now, Nika, what did Edwin De Los Santos say the problem was where he needed to mutually part ways?
I don't want to give other people's information on it. I was just trying to correct the information that was said because I heard him correct it last night.
Hold on. You came in here
because Matt just said I don't listen to other people's show and stuff like that. That's why I was just like, well, let me shut up.
Well, I do listen to other people's show. I'm going to try to listen to other people's show through you. What was the reasoning for the split, did he say?
Well, he just said it was a mutual thing. Well, not a mutual thing. He said that it was no black but bad blood that, he didn't really want to touch on it, like, give the specific reason, but he said the fight didn't move on. The reason the fight didn't go on was not because of Samson. He said the coach made that decision, and he's okay with it. So,
All right, that's not bad. Let me tell you something. If me and Matt ever split up and Brush Box comes in and we both say there's no bad blood, let me reassure you there's bad blood. Let me reassure you that this thing will come. When this thing ends, there will be nothing but bad blood. That's all there will be in this show.
But, you so know, I just want that to be clear. He did say that he was in talks, that he is in talks with Jay Prince, and that also that he's trying to get Jermaine Ortiz a deal too. Like, he's trying to get him up in there. So, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's happening.
Ezra. So who would be Shawn Michaels and who would be Marty Jannetty?
Come on, JBC. You know who Shawn Michaels is. I don't need to say it. I don't want to say it. But we know
whoever. I cannot believe that you don't speak no Spanish and that Matt just really just. He just ran down a whole paragraph of Spanish.
I'm embarrassed for him too. You're right, Nika. I'm embarrassed for him too.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now let's get to the next quick hit. Filip Ergovic will fight David Adelaide, 8-16 in Saudi. Any excitement for this fight? Anyone?
Oh, baby, I'm back.
Wait. But Wardley Hooney wasn't enough for you. But this fight does it for you.
Baby. Listen, this one is gonna be end in a knockout in 6 rounds. Okay. David Adelaide is not that good. Filip Ergovic is not that good, but they both throw hands and they both a little bit sloppy. Somebody's getting knocked the fuck out.
Well, maybe the ref will help Adelaide again.
Yeah, exactly. I will say JBTKV got really screwed out of this one. And this was supposed to be his fight.
Well, it's hard when you're fighting two men in the ring.
Before I drop down, I have a question for you. How much meat you want on that bone that Matt brings back?
Oh, I want a lot of meat on that bone. There better be some meat on that bone. I'm telling you that right now. All right, let's get to WBO has officially ordered negotiations between Sam, and I guess his last name is Noakes, and Abdullah Mason for the vacant WBO lightweight championship. Parties have 20 days to reach. Are we going to reach agreement here? I think so, right? I mean, this is a fight. This makes perfect sense for Abdullah Mason at this point. Fights for a title, gets a guy that I don't think is like a necessarily a killer, but, you know, a move up in competition. So I think that's fine. What do you think, JPZ?
All I know is once this agreement gets reached, that I should be able to secure an interview with a certain fighter, since that fighter's father said that they would give me an interview. So,
all right.
My God.
I like that fight. I wonder where it ends up now. I mean, where are we going to watch that? Tubi? YouTube? Where am I watching that fight at?
Now, the thing was, Turkey said that he wanted to have Abdullah Mason on that card in September. So, I mean, that maybe it's a possibility.
He's about to have every top-ranked fighter he wants on any card he wants. Okay, Alan David Picasso versus Kainosuke Kameda on July 19th, MGM Grand Arena, Las Vegas, as part of the Barrios Pacquiao undercard. What do we think of that fight?
Yeah, listen, salute to PBC, love PBC. Who gives a shit? Let me tell you something. Alan David Picasso, you had a chance to fight Naoya anyway. You got cold feet, and now you're fighting some random Japanese guy that Luis Neri just knocked out a couple months ago? What the fuck are we doing here, Picasso? Come on, man. You were supposed to be the guy to challenge anyway for that WBC undisputed shot. And you basically priced yourself out. You
didn't. He wasn't getting that Japan money.
Doesn't matter. He was still gonna. But so is he getting that Japan money?
No, but he's not. But he's fighting a guy that he's fighting a guy that he's probably gonna beat.
Come on.
And he's on. He's on one of the biggest cards of the year. He's on one of the biggest cards of the year. And now he beat a Japanese fighter, and maybe he'll get that shot again. But he wasn't going to get the money that he, you know.
Listen, let me tell you something. He'll never get another shot at anyway. Never.
Maybe he'll get a shot at Junto.
He lost
his Mike. Maybe he'll get a shot at Junto, Mike?
No, Junto's fighting in a way. There's a difference.
Nah, you don't get what I'm saying, Mike. But all right, Mike. All of you, no one was there. All of you, no one was there. All right. Kenshiro Taraji versus Ricardo Sandoval, Antonio Vargas versus Daigo Higa, and Eric Rosa versus Kiyosuke Takami, which I think I'm killing the names today. I got to be honest with you. I think I'm doing a number right there. What are our thoughts on this card? All right, great. Don't all go at once.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go at once. Listen, Taraji and Ricardo Sandoval, I like that fight. I like that fight. Ricardo Sandoval, underrated. Underrated fighter. Antonio Vargas versus Diego Higa, I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. Eric Rosa, Mini Pacquiao? Mini Pac-Man?
Ezra, do what do you think PBC is trying to do at 122? They signed Picasso.
They got
Ramon Cardenas is a Samson fighter at 122. Do you think PBC is trying to recreate the full in Figueroa era at 122?
Maybe. And they also have, what's the name you've been talking about for a long time now? Angeletti, right?
Yeah, I mentioned him. Yeah.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear that. But they're stacking up on a weight class where Inoue's going to leave and there's going to be some bouts there. Yeah, I think that's going to be I think that's a good weight class. I think it's one of those things where, like, you know, a guy dominates it, but the weight class gets interesting when he leaves. I think it's one of those things. Okay, let's get to I know you're chasing the meat on the bone. Do you have a Mr. One Takes One Take real quick before we say our goodbyes?
No, I don't have a one take, but I need to clap back at you.
All right.
I'm very dissatisfied with you as well. You made this tweet earlier this week that really pissed me the fuck off. Okay. Pay-per-view.com, they you know, doing their promo, hey, 2 weeks out from Deontay Wilder's return, right? And then here you go for Twitter. Oh, this is still happening. Like, bro, what the fuck is
an asshole, huh?
I legitimately didn't know that fight was still happening. Bro, I did not know the fight was still happening. It was a comment. It wasn't me being snarky. It wasn't me being sarcastic.
What? You're being a
I wasn't being snarky. There was no snarkiness to it. I didn't know the fight was happening.
Bro, okay. So you don't be seeing these announcements. Oh, 4 weeks out, 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out.
Why saw it?
So you don't be seeing it. All right, so but I never saw you quote tweet and say, oh,
no. I saw the one that said 2 weeks out, and I was like, oh wow, this fight's still happening.
So why this one?
I didn't know the fight was happening. What do you want me to know?
Ezra, the only thing I regret about it is I didn't tweet it out first.
Bro, I didn't know the fight was still happening. I thought this had got canceled. I thought this fell through.
Taking a shot at you. Just say I was taking a shot at you.
Bro, I can guarantee you, I was not being snarky. Anyone that knows me knows I am not a snarky guy. Anyone that's familiar with my work, I am not a snarky guy. I did not know that fight was too happy.
Yo, bro, you're a fucking mean girl. You're a mean girl. That's what you are. You're a mean girl. This event is not sexy enough for you. Let me say something snarky. Oh, this is still happening.
Bro, that's what you do every week. Every time I bring up a thing, you're like, I don't care to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. I just didn't know this was happening. I have no problem talking about that.
He knew that the anti-Dante Wilder fans were going to come like it and retweet it. And, he knows what he's doing.
He knows
what he's doing, man.
Yeah, like, goddamn. You coon. You're a coon. That's what you are. You was tap dancing for the folks. You was tap dancing for the folks. I hope they pat you on the head. Good job, Ezra. Good job, Ezra. You can stay. Good job, Ezra. You can stay.
He's one of the good ones, Matt.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, motherfucker. Bro, I was so enraged. I could not believe. I was like, this motherfucker. Because you never do that with any other team that said, oh,
three, I five, didn't know the two, fight was five, happening.
But for this specific one.
Mike, you knew the fight was happening? You knew the fight was 2 weeks out?
Yes.
Bro, I didn't know. He should have told me. I don't know why he didn't tell me.
Like this could lead to a big fight right here. Are you not excited for it or?
Oh, I'm not excited for it. I can promise you that. I'm not excited for it. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
What a show. What a great show. Is it, how close are we? How much meat we got on the bone so far? Just give me an update. Live update. How much meat we got on the bone so far?
I'm waiting on the answer. I already sent out the questions to who I need to send them out to.
Okay, great.
Just waiting on the answer. Great. But it does look like it's, you know, I don't want to speculate on air, but... We'll speculate.
In All right, the great, great, good stuff. Anyone else? Did we miss anything? You know, we got to bring up this guy. This guy's going to add something to the show right now. He's going to add a little boost. Go ahead, Too Slick.
Let me just say this. All right, shut the fuck up, Matt. Let me just say this.
Was it Matt?
That Taraji card, 10 out of 10. Taraji versus Sonny. Oh, wow. Fantastic fight. Everybody needs to tune in.
Hold on.
Did you move him?
Who the fuck does this spaz think he is that he gonna come on my show and tell me to shut up when I'm not
recording? You. That's the funniest part. It was not you.
I appreciate you kicking him out, getting that Taraji shit with you too, Too Slick.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hear that.
Oh man, that was funny. Yeah, Randy said that. I was like, oh, that wasn't a Matt.
Yeah, I'm like, what is he even talking about? Why is he mentioning my name? But now you don't get a chance to talk about your stupid card. Fuck off. All right. What else you got?
That's it. That's the show for today. That was the show for today. That's good stuff. I got to be honest with you. That was a great show. I really enjoyed that show.
Yeah, that was a... man, I don't know when Matt's going to come back, but hey, Matt, you know, hope all is well.
wait.
You know, Mike, I will be back soon, Mike. Don't you worry, Mike. Right. Don't you worry, Mike. We will begin to have a full show again.
Let me tell you something. The people are raving about the new time for the show. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how we made the third hour last time. When you were doing it, I don't know how you got me feeling at a third hour. I'll tell you that right now. But I know it was through we were pushing through the mud on that. Now I cut the fat. We cut the fat. And I thought Matt would like it because he doesn't like fat anymore. So I thought that he was gonna like the show because we had no more fat on there. Blunts and boxing, what you got? And it better not be about no Zuffa boxing. Blunts and boxing.
It's not, I promise. I'm just curious if you guys had seen the update with BoxRec having Virgil Ortiz's last two fights turned over to no contest. I'm curious if you guys think that's an error or if there's something going on.
But the boxer, are you just tuning into the show right now? Well, tell me when you tune into the show. Give me like
a 10 minutes. I'm in and out of work, so sometimes I miss snippets, you know.
This has literally been like a running joke on the show for about at least the past 45 minutes. But we're going
to see. Then that's my mistake.
Yeah. The Matt's on the bottom. Matt's going to get to the bottom of it. There's meat on the bone, apparently. And Matt's going to find all that meat, and he's going to bring it to us. Go ahead, JBZ.
Just had to make a comment about Ezra here saying that he went to a meat market pause and still got like pre-marinated meat. That's cheating. That is cheating, Ezra.
It's not.
You know, that's so here's not. The thing. Nah.
That's here's cheating. The problem, right? This is the one thing I think. This is beautiful. This is a beautiful thing we need to talk about. Here's the thing where I don't get is like there's professionals that do a job. I'm going to let professionals do the job. If someone is great at marinating the meat, I'm going to let them do it. Here's another thing, too. It's like people like, oh, I changed my own oil. Why? Why? There's people that change your oil. It costs like $30. Go and do it. Just have them change your oil. You don't need to change your oil. There's people that do it. Professionals. They do it. I don't understand this whole thing of like, I got to do stuff. Like, no, I don't. If someone does it, I'm going to go buy it. I pay for convenience. That's what I pay for. I pay for convenience. So I'm not going to go, oh, let me go marinate the meat. You know what I do with this sauce? No, I don't do anything with that sauce. I don't even know what the hell the sauce is they're putting on it. I have no idea. I put it on the grill and it tastes good. That's all I know. I put it on the grill and it tastes good. I go, give me the red one, give me the lemon one.
Wait. So you're basically getting something that has a mystery sauce on it?
Mystery sauce. It's a mystery sauce. I have no idea what they put in that bad boy.
That's how Clem Buterol got in there.
That's 100%. I hope they put some Clint Bluterol in there. I'll be paying. I'm getting a damn good price. If Clint Bluterol is in there, I'm getting a damn good price for it. I'll tell you that right now. Top market price. Like, this is beautiful. So don't give me this whole thing where it's like, you're cheating or you got to do this. No. I don't want to do these things. I do not want to do these things. Get someone else to do it. Anyone else got anything else that we could talk about?
Matt, I'm sorry about earlier. That was rude and unnecessary on my part. I thought you said something to me.
You guys let him back up here?
Okay, I will.
I'm pretty sure those guys were. I mean, that was
Matt. We're going to be honest here. Matt let you back up. Because I'll tell you what.
I
let you up the first time. And then you attacked Matt when he wasn't even the one talking. So I said, okay, that's worthy of a kick, right? He wasn't the one that made a comment. So I wasn't going to add you back. So I said, I'm going to let that be what it was. Now Matt added you back. So you could talk about this card again. Go ahead, Too Slick. Finish where you're
at. No. I was actually just up here to apologize for Matt. I thought he made a slick comment on me. I probably jumped the gun, went a little too far. Should have told you to shut up. But the card is fantastic. Everybody should tune in. Kenshiro Taraji is in the fight of the year every fight. This one should be good. Ricardo Sandoval, very talented fighter, kind of swept for the radar.
You said something very important. And people say, why isn't Taraji higher on your pound-for-pound list? I'm going to say this, and maybe this is controversial, but I don't care. If you're in the fight of the year, every fight, that says something about your ability, okay? There's not enough separation from you and the competition to say that you are this elite-level fighter. I'm sorry. So I think Taraji is a very, very good fighter. But when you are in a fight of the year, every fight, I'm going to have to say there's not enough separation from you and your competition. Well, go ahead, JBZ.
It was an exaggeration.
No, where do you have Taraji in your pound-for-pound list?
He's top 10. He's top 10.
Oh, number 10. Top 10.
Oh, okay. All right. See, we're like, he's not top 20. Bez was a hater.
No. I respect Taraji. He's a damn good fighter. But there isn't the separation, I don't think, to move past where he's at. I really don't, because I don't see the separation from him.
Well, what is your top
10? I got him at number 13.
Thank you. Do you got him ahead of Stephen Fulton, Ezra?
Right now. Yes.
Ezra has Fulton, too. Like, look, that guy's been in a lot of fight of the years. In fact, he's had some pretty damn tough fights himself.
Stephen Fulton?
I'm sorry to hear about that.
He's on my top 10 right now.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
Yeah, you see? I mean,
By the way, to act like Fulton has been in the kind of fights that Kenshiro has, the amount of times he has.
He just lost to fucking Carlos
Castro. No. Let me tell you something right now.
And Kenshiro lost to Canizales.
Hold on. This whole thing with the Carlos Castro fight, look, it was a tough fight. I'll give you that. If you want to say Carl Castro could have won the fight, I'm okay with that. But we're not going to say that was the robbery. It was not a robbery. Okay?
I never said it was a robbery.
He didn't. So you can't say he lost because he didn't.
Okay.
He just said he lost.
It's a Taraji.
Nobody said that. You said it.
No one said that.
No.
Like I said, I got Fulton in at Taraji. That's all I was saying.
Well, okay. Oh, you're wrong.
Kenshiro. He gets really weird about Kenshiro, Too Slick. I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Isanovich. Listen, if his name was Kenshiro Taraji,
on down there.
Is that a Russian name? Is Isanovich a Russian name?
Listen. One thing about Ty Slick, he's going to defend some Japanese bums.
Oh, I'm sorry, Isanovich. I'm sorry. Listen.
Calm down, Ty Slick.
Tom sees the guy from somewhere in the middle of Kazakhstan. He's like, wow, top five.
Let's go. This is what we have to talk about. This is why when Matt says, let people up and talk and everything like that, and then the show goes haywire.
Ezra, guess what?
Yes, sir.
It's your fault because you let them two jobbers come forward. Taraji's not the guy that nobody knows.
Fulton has had the kind of wars Kenshiro had. We're not gonna do that.
I just know.
Man, he's not common as a fool. Nobody care about these guys.
Your mic's a little messed up, Ty. Just a little bit.
I just want to say, Ty called me a bum. He had every single one of his spaces. So listen. What does that say about your spaces, Ty? Run bums in your spaces? I don't know, man.
Gotta
think that out.
Maybe Ty's a bum basher, though. Yeah, maybe Ty's just a bum basher, though.
I think we've had enough show for today, Ezra.
What a great show, besides all that nonsense. I had a great time. I really enjoyed it. I'm your host, Ezra. He's your host, Matt. He's your Mexican Al Heyman, Mike. JBZ is the unofficial member of Brunch Boxing, Bellini Award winner. Nika is Bellini nominated. What an honor to be nominated. And this has been a great show. Thank you guys for tuning in.